Welcome to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today I'll be bringing you a selection of audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. Today's review comes from the musically rich Memphis, Tennessee, home of the blues, rock and roll, and gospel. Memphis gave birth to some of the biggest names in music: B.B. King, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis. It's also the home of the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts. The world-class Cannon Center seats 2,100 people and is the home of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. It hosts a multitude of other events, including ballet, opera, pop, and jazz concerts. This week, it played host to internationally acclaimed Shenyun Performing Arts, who brought with it amazing cultural, visual, and divine blessings. The first audience members we hear from are Nicole Toth and Andrew Braunberger. Andrew is an artist and was amazed by the performance.
I'm deeply moved by it. It's incredible. I'm aware of the human rights atrocities in China, and the energy of this is just beautiful. I think it's very healing and very important work. It's a meditation. It's healing. It's I found the dance and the color and the energy of it just to go right through me, actually. Really interesting.
The music is beautiful. What I've really enjoyed watching is the people around me and how all ages are just at the edge of their seats. And the little ones that have probably never seen anything, even remotely close to this, are just, you know, they're so excited about it. So it's lovely to be here.
Oh, the animation and the backdrop and the way it feeds into the dancing is incredible. It's really interesting. The dancers are depicted in the backdrop, animated, and then they jump out into the forefront, and it's very well done, very well timed as well. I'm amazed.
Diane Latham and Noemi Griffith saw the show and said Shenyun was an outstanding cultural experience not to be missed.
Oh, it was wonderful. The dancing was excellent. And you usually don't get a live orchestra with a touring group like this. That was outstanding. The singing and the backdrops were so creative, too. We just enjoyed all of it.
Yes, it was wonderful. I liked the way they integrated the people
floating
through the backdrop and then becoming the dancers. And the singers were wonderful, beautiful operatic voices. And costumes were great, beautiful costume. Really, colors were wonderful, well matched, and the backdrops were beautiful. Really enjoyed every aspect of it. Oh, they should come see this. It's a wonderful experience. We won't see anything else like it.
How about you? What would you like to say?
Outstanding cultural experience, not to be missed.
Musician Mary Dill thought everything about the performance was beautiful and every instrument was exciting.
I enjoyed it very much. Very colorful, very beautiful, very talented young performers. Very impressive. Yeah, enjoyed it very much. When you could see things happening in the background and when the performers jumped out or jumped in, I thought that was just so exciting. But they were so acrobatic. Very beautiful, very beautiful. The costumes were beautiful and the soloists were very, very talented.
How about the orchestra part?
Oh, I loved that. Everything was beautiful. Every instrument was just exciting and the gong was just inspiring. So I enjoyed it all.
The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of the Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.